This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Looking ahead to Sunday, Bills, Browns. 9 a.m. pregame coverage starts here on ESPN Rochester. Marcel Louis-Jacques covering the team for ESPN and ESPN's NFL Nation. Always good with this time to join us on a Wednesday afternoon. Marcel, how you holding up, man?
I'm holding up great right now. You just broke some of that heartbreaking news to me that we're going to get snow overnight. I thought I'd at least have, you know, some morning, some early afternoon to prepare, but I guess I got to wake up and be ready, huh?
Look, don't worry about it. It's been known to snow in the month of May, so you only have 7 months of this in total. Impossible, Marcel. You got 5 months where you don't have to worry about it. So.
All right, that's 7 months. That's about, you know, 6.5 months more per year than I'm used to worrying about it.
But I think when they set the clocks back, it's like that's an 18-week window of time where just your mental toughness is in question. You have to really mentally prepare for that 18 weeks until you have to set your clocks back in the spring, because between now and then, it's all about mental toughness.
Hey, I'm ready to build some character. You know, I'm always down for that. I've also got a happy light on Amazon, like in my shopping cart too. I'm ready.
You're bringing that happy light with you to Cleveland, I'm sure, because the forecast on Sunday ain't looking good, Marcel. I wanted to start with the Bills, who, you know, man, I looked at the injury report. It's slim. The Bills, going into week 10, healthy unit right now.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see a report used, you know, have so much blank space on it, so much unused space. But yeah, a little, to borrow a term from the NBA, some load management for Lorenzo Alexander and Ty Inseki. Kind of a surprise there with Kevin Johnson. Thought that he got out of the game pretty cleanly this past Sunday. Apparently has some knee issues, so that's something to watch for. He was out there in full uniform, no red non-contact or anything. That generally is a pretty good sign moving forward, which they can't afford to be losing corners, not this week.
No, not with those receivers. Our guest here, Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN.com. Corey Legit signed by the Buffalo Bills today. Might we see him Sunday? And if so, who might he be taking snaps from in that rotation?
That's a million-dollar question right there. We've seen that they're not afraid to insert new additions. Vincent Taylor was called up. It was his first game on Sunday, and he ended up playing about nine or ten snaps, which doesn't seem like a lot, but compared to 18 for Ed Oliver, it's a pretty significant amount. But they need all hands on deck right now, because this is a gaping problem in the middle of their defensive line. 422 rushing yards allowed on inside zone runs over the past 3 weeks. That leads the league, and it's not close. So Corey Legit, he's a guy, you know, one gap penetrator, really meshes with what the Bills are asking their defensive linemen to do, their defensive tackles to do, and especially as they keep preaching gap integrity, I think he's got an opportunity to show that he's ready for some extended run right off the bat.
Marcel, with the limited amount of snaps that Ed Oliver is getting, and with the run defense being gashed the way it has the last 2 weeks, is that Oliver's game being exposed? Is he just solely a pass rusher for this defense moving forward?
I don't know if I would call it being exposed per se. I think he's still so new to the league. I mean, he's only 8 games into his career that instead of exposed, maybe showing an area that he can use to, he can stand to improve. Because right now, if it's not a passing down situation, then his impact is significantly softened. But and some of that is just size and strength and know-how. Like I said, he's new to the game. But right now, it would make sense to get some of these bigger bodies in there. I think Legit is about 6'1", 300 pounds, give or take. That's a big body if you put him in right there next to Star Lotulelei. And hopefully just plug it up, because the way Nick Chubb's been running this year, this is a major problem coming into Sunday.
Well, and maybe the weather plays a part of it, but I thought the splits between first half and second half on Adrian Peterson last week were fascinating. They figured it out and put a safety down, and that was that. But should that be the plan this week? Because you have guys like Jarvis Landry, you have Odell Beckham Jr. Do you take your chances? And if so, I mean, Marcel, might we see Trey White following around OBJ all day?
I think you're going to have to see. That's what I'm expecting to see come Sunday. Obviously, they're not going to tip their cap over there at One Bills Drive. But you want to be, and Trey has made it known that he wants to be known as one of this league's elite cornerbacks. And you want that title. Part of it comes with part of it is shadowing opposing elite wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr., off the top of my head, he might be the most talented receiver that they've played so far this year. But the thing here is to remember, is you're doing that. That means, you know, Jarvis Landry is no slouch either, though. So this is a big day for Levi Wallace as well. But with these receivers right now, I think that you're probably better off. You're better off keeping two safeties back and forcing Baker to hit some of these windows that he's been struggling to do so far in the second season. I don't think you can afford to let Chubb get into such a role that you have to stack the box, because that's going to make life easier for Mayfield. I think he's going to thrive when, you know, he can complement the run game. He's not thriving so much when the onus is on him to move the ball through the air.
Marcel, one of the Cleveland Browns on the defensive side of the ball that has to make Buffalo fans a little bit nervous going into Sunday would be Myles Garrett. What do you think about this matchup, Myles Garrett versus, I'm assuming it'll be Deion Dawkins on that left side?
I'm more comfortable if I'm Buffalo, or if I'm a Bills fan, I'm more comfortable with Deion Dawkins, the experienced tackle, going up against Myles Garrett. He's had a pretty good year to date. You know, I fully expect Dawkins to get that extension come this offseason. But if they start flip-flopping and you start seeing Garrett on maybe Cody Ford, who is, you know, still getting accustomed to playing right tackle with Josh Allen at quarterback, that's when things are going to get a little dicey there. But, you know, if it's Deion, I think you could be pretty confident. But Garrett, he's a special talent, man. He's an athletic freak. He's already one of the best DNs, one of the best pass rushers in the league. He's probably going to get his. So if you're Josh Allen, your focus right now is getting that ball out quickly. So, you know, I'd expect to see a lot of Cole Beasley, a lot of Dawson Knox or Tyler Cross. Really hard to call where that tight end situation is going right now. And still the ever-consistent John Brown.
Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us here in the Sports Bar. Might we see more of Devin Singletary, as last week over 100 yards combined rushing and receiving? Could he even get more of the share this week, Marcel?
Yeah, and this is something that we touched on last week, right? The what he can possibly do with an extended workload.
Mm-hmm.
Saw about 59, or saw his usage rate spike up from 22 to 59% this past week, and 140 combined yards. It's really hard to justify not giving him a similar workload. Now Brian Daboll's offense, his game plans are really matchup specific, but Washington, I believe, is the 28th ranked rush defense in the league. Cleveland's 29. So on paper, you're just not seeing a lot of reasoning to go away from Singletary, right, at this point, not while he's hot.
Marcel, what about the Browns makes you nervous if you're the Buffalo Bills? I mean, you talk about the struggles of Baker Mayfield. You have a potent run game, and we'll see the first of Kareem Hunt in the NFL this year. Is it that run game that makes you more nervous than anything if you're game planning against Cleveland this weekend?
It's just the collection of talent. This 2-6 record, I mean, who would have thought if in July I were to tell y'all, you know, that a 6-2 Bills team is going to be playing a 2-6 Browns team in week 10, I don't think anybody here is going to believe me. I wouldn't even believe myself. Just the collection of talent that they've got, it's impossible to chalk it up to they suck or they're bad or look at their record. it's still a team that was able to pull it together and beat Lamar Jackson and Baltimore earlier in the season. They are capable of winning ball games, and especially if they're motivated, if they're upset on any given Sunday, you know, any team can put it together. And this one specifically, if it's clicking on either side of the ball, they're just, it's a nightmare. It's difficult to handle. That's why, you know, I'm referring to this as a trap game. And that's why when you're looking at the schedule and you're saying, okay, yeah, the Bills can win double digit games. You know, if they win one of these games against like Baltimore, New England, Dallas, I'm throwing Cleveland in there too, just because you can't rely on them playing the worst brand of football whenever you're coming to town. So it's dangerous on either side. You know, they could beat you in the air, they could beat you on the ground. It's you know, like Sean McDermott said, guys like this are the reason why defensive coordinators lose sleep the weeks before they play the Browns.
Marcel, who has the better 53-man roster today, Buffalo or Cleveland?
It's Cleveland. I mean, Bills fans listening to this, you can be mad at me if you want, but like, let's not lie to ourselves here. As far as this collection of individual talent goes, I don't think there's a single player on Buffalo's roster that matches Odell Beckham Jr.'s dynamic ability. I think Nick Chubb, Odell starts for Buffalo if he comes to the Bills. Nick Chubb probably starts for Buffalo if he comes over to the Bills. Myles Garrett starts if he comes over. As far as high-end, top-end talent goes, yeah, it's really not even a debate. But Buffalo's never really been that, and that's not really who they are. They are, and I think I've said this before on here, it's a lot more of a, you know, sum of all parts type of deal. You know, they're greater than their individual values suggest. I think Buffalo's also the better coach team. I think it's a, you know, stronger locker room. And, you know, as corny as it sounds, that stuff matters. And it matters a lot more than just throwing talent at a wall and hoping it sticks. Like, look what happened to the Eagles, 2011, when, you know, they're getting everybody. They're thought of as a super team, and that team crumbled.
Sure.
So, you know, it's better roster, more talented roster, more talent on the 53. Yeah, it's Cleveland. But better team right now, better sum of all parts. I think it's undoubtedly Buffalo.
Well, it's interesting, Marcel. I think talent is subjective, and you could find one person talented, and another person might say, hey, he's not as good as you think he is. One thing that doesn't lie are the numbers, right? And I don't want to commit ESPN on ESPN crime, but yesterday we saw the graphic from one of your colleagues at ESPN, Seth Walder, who put out the 2019 NFL Football Power Index rankings. And look, you can explain the FPI probably a little bit better than I can, but what was eye-catching to me was the Bills, first of all, are ranked 26th at 6-2. The only team that is in front of them that they actually beat this year was a team that was ranked 16th in the Titans. And if you look at who they have remaining on the schedule, if you believe that the only teams that they can beat are teams behind them on the FPI, then the Bills, if you assume that they beat Cleveland this week, Cleveland ranked at 25, while the Bills are ranked at 26th. The only wins they'll have moving forward for the rest of the year would be the Jets and the Dolphins, finishing at 9-7. Should they beat Cleveland on Sunday? What's the FPI? Explain that to our listeners. And you know, when you're talking about the FPI, I imagine this is all about numbers. This is all about efficiencies and how you win the games that you win and how you lose the games that you lose and your opponents and how they're playing against you as well.
Look, don't tell Bristol I said this, but the FPI, it's cute. It's a great analytic. I don't want to say cute. That's demeaning. A lot of guys put a lot of work into
it. Gene called it cute yesterday. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's very analytic heavy, but, you know, ranking or taking into account things like strength of schedule, like DVOA. And to be blunt, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter because this isn't college football. The only thing the playoff teams get in a very objective manner. Who wins more games? You know, sometimes there's tiebreakers and they, you know, FPI is not an official NFL tiebreaker. So like it's something to talk about. It's something to discuss, but to keep it a buck, man, you just win games. You get in the playoffs. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. If Tim Tebow's Broncos can win a playoff game,
sure,
then I don't want to hear anything about the 26th FPI ranked, you know, team not being able to handle it. Once they get in, all that matters is getting in. And so you can kind of tell that's the vibe coming from the locker room. I think they're a little tired of I think they're a little tired of answering the questions. Micah Hyde literally said so in the locker room on Sunday that he I don't remember what he was asked, but his answer had nothing to do with the question, and he even says, "You know, my bad, I forgot what your question was. I just wanted to rant." But it just all this talk about worst 6-2 team ever. They're still 6-2. They're still 6-2.
Well, I think, Marcel, and you might have even been there, Lorenzo, I think today after practice, just he said it straight up. Like, look, the perception is we missed the playoffs for 17 years. Until we actually do something, people are always going to have this perception about this team. And really, it does come down to who are they beating and how are they beating them. And you could look at that schedule and say, yeah, the teams that they beat, not very good teams. And the teams that they lost to, better teams. And if they can't beat Cleveland, same old Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you know, it kind of comes off like it kind of comes off like fans just after experience such kind of a dreary past nearly two decades that they want to be able to say, "See, I told you so," or like, "See, I knew this collapse would happen. Look, this is why. That's why." But you got to just if you're a fan, you got to just enjoy the moment. You got to just enjoy the moment because you can only beat the teams that are in front of you. It's not like they're choosing to play Washington and Miami and the New York squads. And I can guarantee it's a hell of a lot better than the alternative. They could not be winning games that they're supposed to. So that's the, you know, step one to being a good team is winning the games that you are supposed to win. And that's what they've been able to do thus far. And like you said before, beating Cleveland, I think, is going to go a long way toward writing that narrative, regardless of, you know, how bad Cleveland's record is or what the perception of the Browns is, that's still an incredibly talented roster. And being able to stay true to stymie them is, I think that's a step in the right direction. It's a leap in the right direction.
Marcel, I don't think we've ever asked you a question about a practice squad signing, but to me, there's a lot here to this one. Want to get your thoughts on the Bills bringing back Terrell Dodson. Terrell Dodson, the linebacker who was arrested in May for domestic violence, 6-game suspension from the league, and now he's on the Buffalo Bills practice squad. Obviously, this is somebody. Why would you even go down this road if this wasn't a very talented player that could help this team down the road? Marcel, are you at all surprised the Bills brought him back?
No, because I know they did a lot of homework on him, and you're not going to put that much legwork into a guy that you don't think it could make an impact for your team. You know, the investigative aspect of it just doesn't. It's a lot of unnecessary work for just someone who you view as a marginal player. But I spoke with Brandon Bean about it when Terrell's suspension came through. He said that if they believed that there were any signs or if there were any signs of domestic violence, that he probably wouldn't be here. And that makes me feel like the team sees him as either, you know, I don't want to say innocent because he did plead guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct, but they just saw it as a mistake. And I think Brandon was very clear though, that this is not a mistake that can happen again. It's one of those lessons that you can only afford to learn once. And if anything else flares up, and you know, by all accounts, Terrell is he's been a good kid. He's you know, he was active in the community. This was just kind of a blip on the radar as far as his character goes. By all accounts, it shouldn't be a lesson that he learns more than once. But you know, it is something to watch out for, and it's something to keep an eye on. And clearly, the Bills think that he's a talent worth hanging on to.
Marcel, we always look forward to your time here in the sports bar with us, talking about the Buffalo Bills, and we look forward to the work you're going to put in leading up to Sunday. What do you got on tap for the website, ESPN.com?
I want to, you know, tap into Frank Gore a little bit. I got the chance to sit down with him today and discuss what's really, really important. The rushing yards, the accolades, the pro, it's cool. But if you really get to talk to Frank, you know that stuff's not, it doesn't matter so much to him. And it doesn't matter as much to him as the names that you have to include him with. Like, when you're talking about the, you know, the all-time leading rushers now in NFL history, you're saying Emmitt Smith, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, and Frank Gore. Like, that, being in that conversation, I think, means more than, oh, look how many yards I ran for. So, I'll have something coming out on that either tomorrow or Friday about some of the guys that he's passed along the way and what this road has really meant to him, beyond just, you know, how it feels. And, you know, in the future, get stuff on, I'm interested in Levi Wallace, man. I think this has been an incredible year for him. As Trey's star begins to rise, and this happens with every cornerback in the league that is ascending to superstar status, there's always somebody else getting picked on the other side. And I want to hear from Levi about what it's like been like being that almost like target of opposing offenses.
Yeah, Bills and Browns this Sunday, and you can read up Marcel Louis Jacques, ESPN.com. Marcel, always look forward to our conversation on Wednesday. Be well.
All right, like I said, favorite part of every Wednesday, man. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Marcel Louis Jacques, the best. Love our Wednesday conversations with Marcel. Always feel like we're better Bills fans after having that conversation. And listen, I can appreciate the honesty and the candor of what Marcel said about ESPN's Football Power Index. Cute. It's fun to talk Cute. About it, but
Nerd!
What are we really talking about? A bunch of numbers being spit into a program, spitting out some rankings, and here you go.
The Buffalo Bills in 2019, Marcel has encapsulated, it's the sum of all parts. That's what this team is all about. They're not going to have the best position ranking at any position, okay? They're not going to win pretty. But this team should embrace the way they're winning right now.
NFL appetizers on the way next. We serve up today's top stories in bite-sized form appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com.
Kansas City's in Tennessee this week, so what should we expect at quarterback? We'll tell you what we know in regards to Patrick Mahomes. Atlanta, we have the Bengals starting out a rookie here as they're looking for their first win and a familiar face landing in Philadelphia.
All on the way next. NFL appetizers. You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.